He talks sports just like you do, only better. And he gets paid a lot more money to do it. Bob McCowan in Primetime Sports on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Singing along?
This is a great song.
Of course it is. Everyday people. Motown, Teeny Beans and Blue Jeans. Blast from the past, a gold nugget because you dug it. Solid gold to make you feel old. 5 o'clock.
Wow.
At the big 590.
Wolfman Bob.
Somebody's got some experience spinning records.
I was going to say.
Very little. A few days, that's it. But it was fun. Long time ago.
Same voice, or did you intentionally deepen the voice?
No, we went way down.
You had to go down.
Yeah, we went down.
Yeah.
I'm Bob McCowan. That is Ken Reed, way down at the end, looking disheveled and disinterested because he's not in his normal chair.
Yeah, I'm freaked out.
This is Jeff Blair right here.
Look at all the notes you took.
I'm not as smart as you guys. I had to put my Jay's roster together.
Holy cow.
Roster together.
Somebody does preparation for a show?
No, well, apparently. You guys are smart. I'm just some idiot.
You're the pretty face.
If you're waiting for an argument, you're going to wait a long time. And Elliot Friedman is over here. Aren't you doing a hockey game?
Not
no
tonight.
No game tonight?
No.
Talk about tomorrow night's?
No, I'm not working tomorrow night's game.
Is there a game tomorrow?
Yes,
game?
We are doing an exhibition game tomorrow. Maybe
you.
Two.
I'm of not course sure. You are.
At least one, but maybe two.
Of course. Well, here we are. We're ready for playoff baseball. What?
He doesn't get an intro?
He did.
I introed him.
Intro'd
you
me.
Weren't paying attention?
I told you I was the idiot.
You were too busy making notes.
Too busy making notes, yeah. Mark Burley, left-hander.
Pay attention.
Aaron Loop, reliever.
Not in my world.
Alex Anthopoulos joined us earlier, didn't shed a whole lot of dramatic information, to be very blunt. But we talked a bit about the issues, the decision to rest the lineup yesterday, the decision to give Price 11 days off, essentially, or 10 days off before he will pitch again. Do any of the things that have happened over the last 48 hours interest or concern you? Anybody?
No.
Everything seems about normal to you?
Well, it's just, you know, I listened to your interview with Anthopoulos, and, you know, here he is. He's fresh off winning the division. He's probably hung over, and you're berating him about his lineup. And
I didn't berate him.
I'm just kidding with you.
I just told him I didn't like it.
And I, you know.
Well, we all know I'm smarter than him.
Well, seriously, this goes without saying.
Like, thank you.
Nobody's
there we go.
Arguing that. But, you know, I just look at that scenario, and because of the rain and the weather and Hurricane Joaquin, it was just such a fluke. And I don't see how you can have fault with them not playing all those guys during a game that was delayed for 3.5 hours and the field was basically a quagmire. It's not ideal because you want to beat the Royals, but in the grand scheme of things, I think you take your chances this weekend rather than risking injury to one of your key players.
I'll buy most of that, but I don't think that was the reason that they made the decision the day before. They didn't know what the field conditions were going to be.
Well, when it's going to rain, you kind of have.
Well, they knew it was going to be a noon start. What's the sense on throwing those guys out there at noon after a late night and a doubleheader?
I get all that.
I don't think he would have done it even if they hadn't celebrated. I don't think he would have run out his regular starting lineup after a doubleheader. To send your regulars out at noon after you've played a doubleheader would have been ludicrous.
Well, after you clinched.
No, even if they
well, come on. If they were in a tie with the New York Yankees, you're telling me they wouldn't have started their regular lineup.
No, I'm saying at any point during the regular season if something like that happened, you wouldn't do it. But, I didn't have a problem with it at all.
The only issue I have, and the sole issue I have, is the import of staying ahead of Kansas City.
Well, you want to, I'm sure you want to finish first, but you don't want to break your back doing it.
I mean, still control your own destiny.
Right. And during my research for the show, I read a Shai Davidi article, and he pointed out, Shai Davidi on Sportsnet.ca, you know, fact of teams to finish with the best record in each league over the last year, only 7 of the 40 have gone on to win the World Series. So it's not the be-all and end-all. Do you want to finish ahead of Kansas City? Sure you do, but not at the cost of putting your best players on that field yesterday.
Well, again, there's only one scenario under which it matters, and it is this. If the Blue Jays play the Kansas City Royals in the American League Championship Series, that is the only scenario in which it matters, because Game 7 would, if they don't win the American League, will be in Kansas City versus Toronto. Now, is that enough of a reason to do any of this? In my mind, I think you better do what you can to get that advantage. There's a psychological advantage to being the best team in the American League. I don't think any of us know what that really means. But here's what we can equate to. The Blue Jays record on the road is 500. The Blue Jays record at home is about 660.
But since the trade deadline, what's the Blue Jays record on the road?
I don't have any
idea.
60,
can we check? I think there's 16 games.
I didn't do that research.
It's good. It's really good. It's like 17-6 or something like that. I guess somebody... get somebody to check it. It's a great road record.
The other thing, though, Bob, is that they still control their own destiny. They're going to play, like, you know, they're tied with Kansas City, and Kansas City has to beat them outright. They're playing most of their good players this weekend. They're going for it. Kansas City's got a series in Arizona where they're not going to be able to use the DH. I look at it as a fair gamble. I mean, Gibbons just told reporters that Tulowitzki's going to play tonight, take Saturday off, and play again Sunday. So... I don't look at this as a situation where they've blown their chance to win the American League. They still have a good opportunity to do it, and they're going to go at it with their best players this weekend. I think it was a calculated, smart gamble, especially in a weird freak situation where the weather totally destroyed the schedule.
Nothing wrong with it. I can't argue that. I can't argue the latter. The schedule with the doubleheader and the change of the start time almost mandated that they do what they did.
Yeah.
But it still didn't make me happy.
So you're basically admitting that the three of us are correct. You're just wrong, but
no, I understand why they did it. I get it. I would like somebody to acknowledge that this is at least on their radar, that it is important, or conversely, it's not important to us. What's important is getting ready for the postseason.
I think it's on their radar. They get ready by the postseason by doing what they do.
Yeah, I think that if the choice is finishing first overall and driving your team all the way to the end to finish first overall, and let's keep this in mind, the manager and the training staff know a lot more about the physical state of guys than we do. If the choice is drive your team hard to maybe get the overall top spot in the American League, which you can't guarantee. I mean, even if you play your regulars yesterday, there's no guarantee you're going to win. Or look at your team and say, you know what? A couple of these guys are in fumes. The one thing I can control is I can give them a day off. To me, it's a no-brainer.
Would you give them the weekend off then? If you're going to go down that road.
No, not at all. Because, A, if you give...
You're going to get 3 days off next week. You're telling me that no baseball player at this point in the year can't recharge their batteries on 3 days off?
What I'm saying is, why would you give them the next 3 days off? Because then you're giving them 6 off. Is that what you're saying?
Well, why did you give them the last two off?
You gave them three days coming up. You gave them 1 day off. You let them play against Tampa. You're indoors. You're not going to put up with any funky weather. It allows guys to get their swings back. Then you give them some time off. You're going to have a workout on Tuesday or Wednesday. It makes perfect sense to give them yesterday off. Then just play these final three games as if, you know, they're fully meaningful regular season games.
Well, we will see what the lineup.
I would be willing to bet that
how many innings these guys play?
I would be. Oh, they'll play 9.
They'll play to win.
I'd be willing to bet that if the Jays had first place overall clinched right now, John Gibbons would have done the same thing. And in this series, with first place clinched overall, you'd see the regulars play a full nine.
If they are placing value on this weekend, if they believe that finishing first ahead of Kansas City has some importance, why isn't David Price pitching?
Well,
I'd go back to probably what Jeff said. They probably know a lot more.
They
about
know more
this,
a lot more
the
about in the
and
we do.
State of David Price.
He has not been. Bobby's not been great. Two of his last three starts, he's not been great. Been hit hard. Secondly, his postseason track record. It's not spectacular.
It's hot and cold.
But
he's had some good games.
As David Price said, in the past, he's pitched the 162nd game of the year. He's pitched the 163rd game of the year. He's either pitched a wild card game or pitched for teams that were life and death to get in the playoffs. And his track record after those starts isn't great.
But according to Alex Anthopoulos an hour ago, the question posed to David Price was, do you want to pitch this weekend? We know you have a chance to win the Cy Young. And David said no. He didn't care about personal goals.
Yeah, nor should he. He's not going to.
This was not management saying, David, you know, you're banged up. You've got this problem. Take the weekend off.
I don't believe that for a second.
First of all, we don't know, Bob. We don't know what was said in that meeting.
Yeah, they're gonna tell him their opinion. The they're gonna say, David, you know what? We'll take the heat off.
The quote in the paper was the same as the quote Alex Anthopoulos gave to me an hour ago.
We don't know.
No, some of that sounds like you see that a lot, like. You know, people come out of conversations and they try to ease it so that it makes everybody look good. But at the end of the day.
So I'm supposed to dismiss this because you guys think maybe he's hurt?
No. Who says that?
He could just use a rest.
Just needs a rest. No one's saying.
Well, then how can you rest David Price and then go for it by playing everybody nine innings? Which is it? Are you going for it or you're not? Because your number one pitcher is sitting out this weekend.
So what you're saying is they can't win without David Price pitching?
I'm not saying that at all.
That's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, but what are they going for? I'm going for a World Series. I'm not just necessarily going all out this weekend to win first overall in the AL.
Why play guys this weekend just to get ready for the postseason?
To keep them, it's baseball. You play every day with the odd day off. So let's keep grooving.
Either you're in or you're not in.
That's nonsense. I mean, look, you've got David Price has pitched all those innings. You're giving him some time off. The Cy Young thing is total bull. I voted for Cy Young Awards. People know whether or not they're going to vote Dallas Keuchel, right?
This is not going to change anything.
The Cy Young Award is absolute. It's an absolute non-starter. This not starting this game isn't going to matter a whit to whether or not David Price wins the Cy Young Award. Dallas Keuchel, quite frankly, is the front runner. If he pitches well, he's going to win the Cy Young Award. This is about giving the guy some time off. You didn't go out and back up the truck and empty your farm system to have David Price help get you to the best record overall in the American League. You got David Price to win a freaking division championship series, to win an American League championship series, and win the World Series. You didn't get him for this weekend.
That's right.
And if the manager and David Price and the pitching coach and the general manager all think he can use the time off, who the hell are we to... You know, to say any different. Like, there's this, and this
what
this really
makes
kind
you,
of.
What evidence is there that a guy who has 11 days off going into the postseason is going to be a better pitcher than a guy who pitches on a regular rotation?
There's none.
None.
Well, I think the last time it happened is 1939. But again, isn't it not a very individual thing? It has nothing to do with that.
If you're, you know, I can make the argument, just as you have made an argument, that what makes the most sense. What no matter what you're doing is keep your players on the performance pattern that they've been used to their entire lives. A starting pitcher pitches mostly on 4 days rest, occasionally on 5 days rest. They never pitch on 11 days rest. We have no evidence that this guy is hurt or banged up or injured or anything else. Whether you buy the Cy Young postseason argument or not, well, deal with Alex Anthopoulos and the manager who both said the exact same thing. And as how they phrased it to Price. But in my world, regardless of whether the Kansas City Royals are a factor in this at all, David Price is pitching this weekend because that's what pitchers do. You're not asking him to pitch on 4 days rest at any point. He would get his normal rest in this start and a normal rest going into the first game
He'd
of the postseason.
He'd actually get a little extra rest anyhow going into the postseason, right?
He'd get one more
day. When was he going to pitch?
I don't know the answer.
He was going to get one more day.
Well, he was supposed to pitch yesterday. Yeah. Like originally, he was supposed to pitch the final game
against Baltimore. If he pitched yesterday, he's not. That means Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that means you're giving him 6 days off.
Whatever.
So
they gave him a simulated game today, and
they gave him a simulated,
and he'll have another one on Sunday. I just think, you know what?
Is that as valuable?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is.
Absolutely, I do. Like I look at it.
Since the All-Star game, since the the trade deadline,
then why haven't
17-8 on the road?
And also, who knows David Price the best? It's John Gibbons and Pete Walker.
It's actually David Price.
Yeah. On the organization,
sure,
those guys do. They've seen him. They understand him. They know him. You know, like, it's not about. It's all about setting yourself up to win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they've pushed all the right buttons now for 2 months.
Yeah.
You got to trust them. You have to trust them.
Well, I hope this doesn't blow up in their face, but
tell you what,
it is not what I would do.
Yeah. If you look at a couple of his recent starts, hasn't been that good.
You can also lose.
Not good that Saturday against Tampa here.
You can also lose game one on Thursday and still end up winning the whole thing. Maybe,
but really,
this isn't just one game in mind. This is an overall picture of the whole thing.
You're getting at this point in the season with all those innings, you trust the pitcher. And if David Price really felt that he needed to stay on course to be ready for the playoffs, he would have said to John Gibbons, "No, I want to pitch. I got to pitch this weekend. I got to stay on course."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I respect that more than anything. But again, we don't know what was said by your guy's admonition of me earlier, so we don't know.
No, we don't.
We don't know whether they gave him the choice or didn't give him
the
choice.
But the bottom line
did they ask him a question or did they tell him?
I think we could say if David Price said, "I'm going to pitch," they say, "Okay." This, to me, is the bottom line. If David Price is happy with it,
you're all right with it.
I'm all right with it.
If he goes dark on Twitter for 4 days, we'll know there's probably a problem.
Yeah, we'll know there's problems.
Tulo took BP earlier today against Price and will play tonight, batting seventh. Alex thought he would DH tomorrow and then play shortstop again on Sunday. We have a subsequent word or suggestion that he might not play tomorrow.
Gibbons said he's playing tonight. He'll be off tomorrow and he'll play on Sunday.
Yeah, so manager and general manager not exactly on the same page on that one. But all indications are that Price is about as close to 100% as you could possibly B. Anybody nervous?
You know who the only guy I'm really nervous about is Encarnacion.
Yep.
That finger.
That's same with me.
Would you play him this weekend?
From what I can tell about it, and Jeff, you're closer to it, you can tell me if I'm wrong, is it's like it's not going to get better, but it could get worse.
Yeah, you can rest him and it's still going to be the same.
Yeah. So, again, I'd say the same thing. I'd probably go to him and say, "What do you think?" And then let the team make the final decision. I wouldn't play him if they clinch, put it that way.
Yeah.
But Encarnacion is the only guy I look at because you know that in the playoffs, they're going to game plan for him. They're going to challenge him inside. They're going to throw at his hands. And that's the one thing I look at and say, it's the injury X factor I wonder about.
That's my concern too, is that finger, because he's now. Grant, I was going to say he's had some really ugly swings in the past 2 weeks. He's also hit some home runs and driven the ball and taken the ball the opposite field. That's the only thing that concerns me is that finger.
Would you play him?
Today, yeah, I'd play him today. And the thing with Edwin's finger is, again, it's not gonna. You can rest him for the rest of the year, and he's it's not going to get any better. Probably going to need surgery at some point at the end of the season. So. I think you leave it to Edwin. You play to pain. The one thing we know about Edwin, and if you talk to people in the team, he's got a pretty high pain threshold, and he can play through it. That's the one thing that really concerns me more than anything else.
When you say really concerned, though, like really concerned, or it's just a concern?
It affects his swing. And if he's swinging with one hand, as he has at times, mm-hmm. he ain't going to hit home runs.
Mm-hmm.
He gets hit.
And you can make the argument that the Blue Jays without Edwin are a weaker team than the 100%. Blue Jays without Tulowitzki.
Offensively, 100%. Absolutely.
I mean, if you look at the way the infield played and the way Goins has hit the last little while, there's potentially a big advantage in having Tulowitzki and Goins in the lineup at the same time.
Yes.
But if you take Tulowitzki out, Are you dead? Not really.
No. I agree with you.
If you take Edwin out of that lineup, who do you replace that bat with?
Well, that's...
Where's that bat sitting on the bench?
There isn't one right now.
Nobody can hit.
Especially if Tulo would be the bat, but if he's doing what he did before the injury, that's not a lot of protection there. Justin Smoke, Russ Martin. Oh, you're right. That's
Colabello.
You can't replace Edwin's bat in the lineup.
Who gets more playing time in the postseason, Colabello or Smoke?
Smoke, because I think he's a better defensive player.
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt he's a better defensive player.
So that's why I would pick him. Like the amazing thing is that if any of us forgot, we've realized over the past 2 months how important it is to be good defensively.
Oh yeah,
like you know, since Reyes left, like even when Tulowitzki went out, the way Goins was playing defense, like if you don't have a shortstop who can get to things, you're screwed. You cannot win.
And when Reyes was here, just even a shortstop that just I don't know if get the things is what you mean, but just make the normal plays. I don't need to see Tony Fernandez-esque highlights every night. I just want to see a guy that can get the job done. And for a guy like Mark Burley that pitches to contact, gets a lot of ground balls. I mean, Reyes was basically losing him games. And the defense this team is playing, it's just as impressive as the offense this team is playing.
I mean, since Reyes left, you really realize how much the defense was killing them.
I think the biggest improvement in this team, you know, people are going to point to offense and pitching. I think the defensive improvement has been far and away.
Look at Revere in left field.
Well, not just that. The guy behind the plate is tremendous.
Yeah.
And
Smoke.
If you play a team like Texas that essentially is a full court press offensively and is going to challenge you at every opportunity, the defense is going to be huge. But I think Bob's right. It's like, I love Tulowitzki, but offensively, you can get by without him. But man, if Edwin's not in there,
this is a big hole you can't fill.
It's a huge hole.
There have been some indications that Russ Martin may not be happy with the way he's been used the last month or so since the Blue Jays went to three catchers. And Tolley has been getting a little bit of work, exclusively with Dickey pretty much. But and Navarro has caught Estrada. Martin, it has been suggested to me, might not be all that happy with his limited workload. What do you expect the rotation behind the plate to be during the postseason?
Well, he won't have to be worried about his workload then. Unless they want to put, he'll be catching for everybody, so all three starters.
If Navarro would still catch Estrada?
I don't know
if Estrada starts, does he?
I think he does. I think he gets a start somewhere.
Probably
not in the five games.
Price, Strome, and Dickey in a three-man.
I think Russ Martin catches every game maybe with one Estrada start.
I think Russ is going to be maybe thanking them for the lightened workload that they gave him for the month of September.
Don't you remember how badly we all thought he was hurt?
Well, he was hurt.
Banged up.
Yeah, like he looked it. Like, I understand the guy's upset because he wants to play, but he's got no reason to be upset.
Yeah, I don't know if he's upset that Josh Tolley was here. I mean, he told people he was not at all adverse to having Josh Tolley here. He did not, quite frankly, didn't really
I don't
like
think that was the
Dickey.
That's not the Estrada, what I was told. It was the amount of games that he was playing.
Yeah.
I thought it did him a lot of good.
I thought it did the team a lot of good because Navarro was doing great with whomever he was catching for, and offensively he's been more than good.
He's been better since Josh Tolley's been here. He's been a better player. He's been better defensively. I don't know about his offense.
You are really trying to manufacture controversy, aren't you? First, it's
tough
the lineup,
when there's nothing to complain
now,
about.
Then it's Russell Martin. Then it's David Price.
I got three homers sitting here. I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, no.
Bob McCown's can of lighter fluid trying to light the Rogers
if
Center
If I'm
on
not
fire.
Mistaken, trying you were more bullish on the Blue Jays coming into the year than anybody at this table.
I'm the smartest guy here. That's why that makes sense.
Mm.
Oh, I see. You got a good bottle of water. That's nice. Why'd you put a thing on it? So no one could see it?
Jays 17-8 on the road since the deadline.
Oh, they brought you a bottle of water with research on it.
It's like cheat notes. You know,
by the
like
way, Bob, how come I'm not pictured on your water? It's just you now. Should I be concerned about something?
It's like the Kremlin
since
photo.
The day you got here, you should have been concerned about something. Your next career, which could be right around the corner.
Kremlin.
I'm going to draw my own caricature of myself on here.
Who's in your bullpen?
I have a list.
Playoff roster.
This actually is my second biggest concern. After
time for you to turn your page over and go
down.
Let's
hear your list, and we'll tell you. Okay. Let's hear your list.
I did it. Okay.
Okay.
It's on my second page of research.
Okay.
Here's in my bullpen. And you guys are going to yell at me right away.
No one's going to yell at you.
Burley, Estrada.
Go ahead.
Burley, Estrada, Osuna, Stroman, Cecil, Hawkins, Lowe, and Hendricks.
How many that is?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So you don't have Loop.
No, not
a chance.
No.
So who's your lefty specialist?
It's going to be Cecil, and I trust Burley.
So you're going to restrict Cecil to being a lefty specialist?
No, not a lefty specialist. He's clearly shown he can throw the eighth if he has to. The guy's unhittable.
Who are you going to bring in to get two lefties out in the sixth inning or the seventh inning?
I wouldn't bring in Loop under any circumstances.
No, I would trust Mark Burley with that gig.
Against the Yankees.
Look, I'm not. Mark Burley's not going to come out the pen and suddenly throw smoke and strike guys out. You know how he's going to get them out.
He's going to get his tits lit up if he's facing the Yankees.
I will trust Mark Burley.
Yeah.
Over Aaron Loop?
I have an
You take Loop over
here.
Burley?
No. Don't ask the question.
Okay.
Let it slide.
Here's the thing.
Grade 10 biology.
There are a couple of matchups that favor Mark Burley. Kansas City, because Mike Moustakas can't hit him. Alex Gordon, I think, is hitting around 250. The Yankees, everybody, lefties, switch hitters, guys who can't hit either way, pitchers, the trainer, the manager, they all hit the hell out of Mark Burley. You don't want Mark Burley anywhere near your team if you're facing the Yankees.
So you're putting Loop on your roster?
I think Loop is probably going to be on the roster.
Oh,
but again, it depends.
Who they play.
As Terry Francona used to say, our 25th guy or the 24th guy, the last two guys, that depends who we match up against. Those are your matchup guys. If you've got a team that's got a lot of left-handed hitters, okay, you may take an extra lefty.
Then why are you yelling at me for having Burley on there?
Hmm?
Then why are you already yelling at me for having Burley on there?
Because he's... I mean, maybe you guys are watching something in the last month that I haven't been watching. But he's awful. He's out of gas. He can't get anybody out. I mean, that's all I'm seeing. And I understand the sentiment. He's a great guy. I get all that.
Who instead of him?
If you're going to go with the lefty, you're probably going to take Loop.
You've lost your mind if you think that's going to happen.
I'm just telling. Well, I'll
now,
tell you.
Are you saying that's not what you do, but you think that's what they do?
I think John Gibbons is absolutely loyal to Aaron Loop. And if it's me, I'd probably take Loop over Burley.
Loop ended
August.
I'd put
Jeff Francis in there over Loop.
Oh my God! Don't get carried away.
I would
Jeff Francis
over Loop. Loop?
Did you watch yesterday's game?
I put a lot of guys in there over Loop.
No, Jeff Francis is.
They do have an issue. With their lefty specialist. Well,
and I would say this to you: do not be. If you think Burley, I said this in the last hour. If you think Burley only appears as the long relief guy. Think again. Do not be surprised if they bring him out to get a batter or two out in an eighth or ninth inning situation. Do not be surprised.
Why? He's never warmed up in a bullpen. Never pitched in relief.
Burley?
He hasn't pitched in relief that
In the World Series
often.
He did.
Not lately, though.
No, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think his memory's pretty good.
10 years ago.
Do not be surprised. I don't think he needs to warm up. He doesn't throw it hard enough to get his arm loose.
He's not going to be watching video.
Warming up doesn't have anything to do with how hard you throw the ball. It's about getting your arm loose. And the thing with Mark Burley is
Don't try and teach me things about baseball.
Bob, if you're a lefty specialist, you're not going to have 25 freaking minutes to warm up. You're going to get up. You're going to have 10 pitches.
Jeff,
get in the game.
Is there a right-hander who's better than either one of those two guys?
Burley or who?
Or Loop.
Better than Loop.
No, I'm just saying this. Like, this is the thing. Like, this is the way I kind of look at it. Because after Encarnacion's injury, the thing that concerns me the most about the Blue Jays in the playoffs is how they're going to get from the starter to Osuna, if they have to. Like, if Price is going 8 innings and Osuna comes in the ninth, fine. But how they get from the starter to Osuna, especially since Sanchez hit the wall, is the biggest issue for
Sanchez
me.
Sanchez has been okay outings.
Yeah, he kind of put the fear into everybody.
Yeah.
But so my question is like, you know, hey, the Red Sox, they had they had Mike Myers who would get your one lefty out. And if you needed somebody else, you'd use Timlin or something like that. Who's that guy? Who's the righty who can get the lefties out?
Yeah, I don't.
That's the guy who I'm wondering in the sixth inning is there over Loop and Burley.
Yeah.
I don't think in the playoffs, look, I heard you ask Anthopoulos about Burley maybe getting to 200 innings this weekend. The regular season, that's a really nice thing. If you want to get Burley those, he deserves it. Good for you. In the playoffs, there is no room for that.
Yeah, there's no room for sentimentality.
It's if Gibbons is low of the loop, too bad. If he's not the right guy, take him off the roster. You're there to win. And if there's a righty you can do the job better than either lefties, you go to them.
And again, it really does depend on the matchup. As I said, Kansas City, I'm putting Burley out there. Absolutely, against Kansas City, I got Burley in my team. Mm-hmm. Against the Yankees, no. I mean, the history, the numbers against the Yankees.
With due respect, I think that's fairly obvious, and I don't think anybody would necessarily argue that. I just wonder, and based on nothing, whether I think experience matters. I do take your point of never having been a bullpen guy, but I think Burley is the kind of guy that will understand the situation, may not be happy about it, but would understand it, go to the bullpen, say, Skip, use me whenever you can, I'll do what I can. Mm. I think there's a chance that there's going to be a situation late in a ball game where you got a couple of left-handed bats coming
That's
up.
Brett Cecil's, baby.
What if Cecil's already pitched? What if Cecil
won't have pitched by that point, I wouldn't think.
Well, you don't know.
I use Hawkins.
Yeah.
Doesn't Hawkins have good numbers against lefties?
I don't see any situation Mark Burley gets in the game unless it's mop-up time if he's in the bullpen.
Well.
Or unless somebody really craps the bed and you've got a couple lefties coming up in the fifth inning and you can run them out there. But again, it depends on the matchup.
I want to move on and talk about roster players. So if we agree with Mr. Reed's.
That's pretty close. Yeah, I mean, we're going to argue about.
You've got eight guys in the bullpen. Is that what it was? Was that the count?
Three, four, five, eight. Yep.
Eight.
You have 11.
You're including
11
Strata. Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, because there's three starters.
I throwing at three starters and eight in the
first
pen.
Round. Three.
First round, you're going three.
Three. I had three starters and eight in the
first
pen.
Round. Three.
So Strata's in the bullpen. And
oh, did you?
Round.
Oh, you had him in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So now we've got
Price, Stroman, Dickey, obviously, your starters.
Yeah. Right. So now we've got, so that's 11.
Right.
Now we've got 14 guys to fill out the roster.
Position players.
Let's address that when we come back. And Primetime continues on the Sportsnet Radio and Television Network.
If you've got exercise-resistant pockets of fat, keep one thing in mind. Pockets are for cell phones, not fat cells. Dr. Frank Lista of the Plastic Surgery Clinic can get rid of fat pockets non-surgically with cryolipolysis. It freezes fat cells in specific areas so your body can just flush them away, forever. Visit theplasticsurgeryclinic.ca and find out how Dr. Lista freezes out fat with no downtime. Theplasticsurgeryclinic.ca. Very cool.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Now, more of Bob McCowan and Primetime Sports on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
You do that at 11 o'clock or whenever you come on, I never watch?
Yeah, I'm way worse than that.
I've never seen you walk in front of the camera.
Yelled at me because I had to go throw the crust of my pizza out because I'm the only guy eating it here and supporting it.
Eat your crust.
Yeah, why don't you eat your crust?
Well, I usually do.
But they don't eat the crust in Pictou County?
We're on TV now.
What do you cut the crust out of around your bread, too, and all that, and have the peas separate from the...
Mom used to.
Yeah, peanut butter and jam.
Does your wife do that for you now? Cut the crust off your sandwiches?
No.
She's got kids. She's got no time for him.
I'm not supposed to eat bread.
Why?
Carbs?
Makes you fat. No, that thing. You know, it's called the
gluten
thing, but I kind of do for pizza. So.
You drink beer.
Oh, yeah, I do that, too.
You have a gluten problem?
Yeah. I just go on. I'm gluten-free except for beer, pizza, and four donuts I crushed the other
night. I'm lactose intolerant except for cheese, milk, and ice cream.
Yeah.
To quote the late John Panette, you know what's got gluten in it? Everything! Which you only find out when you're gluten intolerant. Ken Reed, Jeff Blair, Elliot Friedman around this table. So, we have... Is Loop on your...
No. Good. Here, I'll give you my list again.
No, we don't need your list. We've moved on from the pitching.
Give him the list one more time. Some people may have forgotten, and some people are joining us.
Hey, your starters, Price, Stroman, Dickey, your bullpen, Burley, Estrada, Osuna, Sanchez, Cecil, Hawkins, Lowe, and Hendricks.
That's 11?
Yes.
Okay.
Still scares me that you we got nine Burley first in your bullpen, man.
Wait a second. Let me think. We got nine regulars that we know are going to play. The two catchers, Navarro and Martin.
Navarro, Martin. Smoke.
Well, actually, you got 10 because you're probably going to bring both the first basemen.
Oh, yeah. You're both Colabello and Smoker on the team.
Yep.
Goins is your second baseman.
Yep.
Tulo is your shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
Donaldson at third.
Pennington's your backup infielder.
Yep.
Right, we should be making a list here.
I did.
He's got his list.
You got the list?
Yeah, I got my players too.
So when you get, if you've got Pennington in there.
Yep.
If you've got two first basemen and two catchers, where are we at now with the 11 pitchers? How many other guys can
We got Edwin obviously going in there,
and you've got Carrera. You've got Carrera and Pompey both.
Here's where I'm gonna get mad at you. So my outfield, I got Revere, Pilar, Bautista, and I got Pompey in there, and this is where Blair's gonna lose his mind. So I'll go around the infield. Martin Navarro behind the plate. Colabello, Smoke, and Edwin. I'll put them in at first just because that's where they go, I guess. Goins, Tulo, Donaldson, Pennington, and then I got my man Kawasaki.
An idiot.
Yes!
Why?
I have him over Ezequiel Carrera.
The manager has already told us Carrera's on the team.
Nope, not on mine.
Why would you have Kawasaki in the team?
Because I'm sitting beside you and I knew it would drive you absolutely crazy.
It drives me a little crazy, too.
I mean, I'm just going to leave the freaking room.
sit down.
Jeff Blair, hater of beloved middle infielders.
It's the last. It's the last one I put on just to drive Blair nuts.
It's not that I hate the guy, but my God, enough already. I mean, if he wants to go to a Bush party so bad, take him out to a freaking Bush party and leave him there.
I just don't know where you play him or when you would use him.
Buffalo.
I don't know what the situation is.
Oh, I don't know either. I just put it on to Bug Blair.
You're such an idiot. It works.
You might as well, if it was Loop or Kawasaki.
I would have the empty roster spot over Kawasaki.
And maybe you just get arrogant and just say, we're going to only go with 24.
I would do that. I would do that.
We're good enough to win. We'll only dress 24. You dress 25.
I would do that.
Watch this.
But we're all cool with that list, obviously, except Blair.
No, you're not a...
No, I mean the 24.
You're not a Kawasaki. No, they're putting Carrera on there.
Yeah.
Of Kawasaki.
Okay, that's fine. The 24, yeah.
Yeah, no Kawasaki. Okay, so
and then if they make the World Series, I assume they take three catchers.
Then it gets, yeah, I think it's interesting.
Because in the National League, you have to.
And if you're in a National League ballpark and I don't know, you DH Navarro, or you DH, you pinch hit Navarro, do you need somebody to run from? But, I mean, as Buck Martinez pointed out the other day, and this gets to your three catcher thing, if you pinch hit Navarro, you're losing your backup catcher.
That's why I got to take three in the National League ballpark.
National League, yeah, I think you do.
Yep.
I think you do. And then you've got Tolley. What'd you say?
Eek.
Yeah. Beauty of National League rules.
Yeah. You gotta take three of them.
Well, either that or you just decide you're never gonna pinch hit for a catcher. Well, but
no, hey, and
it's simple math, isn't it? You're laughing at me, but
I'm not laughing.
I cannot pinch hit for Navarro or Martin because
pinch hit Navarro for the pitcher.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Donaldson has to catch. Now I don't know when Donaldson last caught, but that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And he is your emergency, out of my mind, if I have to do it, catcher.
I'll tell you what. As a position player, I'd
take... Then Kawasaki plays third.
I'd take Drew Hutchison before Kawasaki because he's
Blair crazy.
Kawasaki because he's a better hitter.
I've gotten to you.
What did you just say? Kawasaki's a better hitter than who?
No, I said I'd take Drew Hutchison ahead of Kawasaki. At least he was an all-state shortstop in Florida. And he's a better hitter than Kawasaki.
That may be his future, the way things are going.
It could very well be. I didn't say I'm bringing him as a pitcher.
I hope he's not going all Romero on us, because
He isn't hurt.
He's not hurt, but he's losing it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He still throws hard enough. Romero lost velocity, lost everything, and at least Hutchison's healthy. But
the thing about Romero was the contract. Like, he went south right after he signed the contract.
Yeah.
Well, and he had...
Hutch hasn't signed that contract yet.
No, and he's also... I mean, Romero's injuries were knees and legs and stuff like that.
What's that got to do with the price of tea?
Well, what I'm saying is that... it affects your... Well, Hutchison isn't
pitch.
Hurt.
Could Kawasaki pitch in an emergency situation? They need a lefty
in Buffalo,
to come in?
Sure.
Okay.
You clearly don't care what happens in Buffalo at all, do you?
What, the city amazing.
Is there any chance you take 12 pitchers?
Who's the 12th? Who's the guy?
Kawasaki.
You know what? I'm just...
Are you stubborn?
I'm yanking your chain. You know what? I think there was a scenario about 3 weeks ago where, if you think back when they decided they're going to put Drew Hutchison in the bullpen,
yeah.
John Gibbons dropped hints that he wanted to see Hutchison out of the bullpen because there's still pretty good stuff. And I think that may have been the teeny tiny chance of 12 pitchers.
And he pitched his way out of it.
And he just pitched his way out, mm-hmm. out of it totally. Yeah.
Although yesterday was borderline unfair. I still think he pitched his way out of it even before yesterday.
Oh, I think he pitched his way out of it in about the ninth bottle of champagne the night before, quite frankly.
Is there any chance Tapera winds up on the roster?
To what?
On the roster. The postseason roster. Hello.
He'd be the.
I coughed when I.
He's still angry about the Kawasaki.
No, I'm not. I think there's
Gibby
a chance.
Likes him.
I'll tell you what. I think a lot's going to depend. A lot, I should say, will depend in these three games. I think Loop, Tapera. I don't know what's wrong with. I don't know the whole Bull Schultz thing. I don't know what's gone on there. Maybe
well, there's another guy.
And maybe even they'll take a look at Jeff Francis as well in these three games and see what they got.
They saw enough of Jeff Francis yesterday. Lord knows I did.
I don't think they really read anything into yesterday from Jeff Francis.
The hardest fastball I saw him throw was 86.
It's 4 miles an hour faster than Mark Burley.
Yeah, Bill Lee would be
proud. Burley makes it move.
Yeah, a lot of times the movement's gone that way.
What is it about Burley you don't like?
I love Mark Burley, but it's just...
You think he can't pitch anymore?
No, I don't. I think in the right situation, he'd be perfect. I just don't think...
Well, wait, I haven't heard that situation.
Against the right, I already told you. Against Kansas City, there are matchups that favor him. But as a starter, no. He's not the fourth best starter in this team. He's not.
No, he's not.
No.
Well, I agree. I don't disagree with that. But, I mean, you've spent a considerable amount of time slagging him.
No, I just think
that you spend all season. The only thing you like about pitchers, you love pitchers that pitch 200 innings. If you said that once, you said it 500 million
that's
times.
Kind of important.
Well, it's you know why it's important. It's important because you don't get to 200 if you stink. Nobody pitches 200 innings and stinks.
I don't know. Ari Dickey has stunk at times and got to 200 innings. He got to 200 innings last year, and I think he had an ERA over 4, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, on a pitching staff that generally
there are a lot of guys, stunk. There are a lot of guys that get to 200 innings.
There weren't many alternatives.
There are a lot of guys who get to 200 innings and aren't superstar pitchers. 200 innings is the most important stat in baseball.
Are you trying to get Burley? Will you do everything you can to get Burley to 200 tonight?
Tonight, I'll
just
let him
pitch 8 1/3.
I think tonight you're playing to win the game.
Yeah, it's a ball game.
But
tonight.
Sunday,
is it Burley starting tonight?
Yeah, you're playing to win the game
you're
tonight.
Playing
but
to win the game.
But if he's
having
comes
a rough out
three
and
innings of it, then Sunday you run him out.
Yeah. I pitch him Sunday.
Sunday looks like it's going to be a bullpen day, so you can start Mark Burley or not start Mark Burley Sunday. You can have him for three innings on Sunday if you want, and let him get a shot at 200 innings.
But you ask him first if it's important.
I think he's made it very clear it's important.
It's important,
I don't think you even need to ask him. You can tell.
No,
how much
you know what? I don't think you put Mark Burley in that situation.
You say as an appreciation, we're going to do it.
I think Burley will probably go 10 tonight. It's going to go extras, and Kawasaki's going to homer in the top of the 10th. 1-0. Blue Jays win.
And then Loop's going to come on the bottom of the inning and save it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
All right, we're going to take the break. Some more baseball talk in the next hour, although not exclusively.
Start, Elliot. They've got to start soon.
Oh, we're going to talk
nobody,
about
nobody notices.
We're going to talk about hockey. We might not. A little bit about basketball and some changes the Raptors have made. Josh Donaldson, AL MVP, yes or no? David Price, AL Cy Young Award winner, yes or no? John Gibbons, manager of the year? Yes or no? Roberto Osuna, rookie of the year? Yes or no? We'll address all those things and more when the roundtable continues. This is Primetime Sports on the Sportsnet Radio and Television Networks.